ISI terrorists have reportedly abducted at least 220 Assyrian Christians in northeastern Syria during a three-day attack. The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Takfiri stormed 10 villages near the city of Hasaka and abducted the Assyrian Christians. Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps started the second day of military drills in the country's south. The second phase of the Great Prophet 9 maneuvers is held near the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz. The second day is designated to ground operations. A Bahraini court has sentenced three protesters to death and jailed seven others for life for allegedly killing three policemen last year. The Supreme Criminal Court also stripped eight of the defendants of their Bahraini citizenship over the March 3rd clashes in the village of Dai, north of the country. Iran's Spanish language television channel Hispan TV has won the prestigious award for the best international Spanish TV channel in Mexico. Hispan TV director Alia Jorador received the Golden Microphone Award in the capital Mexico City. The Iranian channel won the honor for significant broadcasting activities and diversity of programs. In Brazil, heavy rains and flooding have caused the death of one person and severe traffic in Sao Paulo. Cars were swept away by floodwaters as emergency services attempted to ease up traffic jams. Authorities called a state of alert in several parts of the city. The Mexican government has condemned the U.S. police over a new fatal shooting of an unarmed Mexican immigrant in less than a month. Mexico's foreign ministry slammed the February 20th shooting of Ruben Garcia Villalpando by a U.S. officer from the city of Grapevine in Texas. And a bomber driving a car packed with explosives has targeted a vehicle of the Turkish embassy in the Afghan capital Kabul. At least two people have been killed and several others have been wounded. Taliban have claimed responsibility for the deadly attack.